Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu ijra'i ahkamin nasi ala zahir wa sarairihim ila Allah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, the 49th chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin. This chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains the chapter on passing judgment on the outward actions of people and leaving the internal, that which is hidden, the actions which are hidden, the intentions, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person will only look at the outside of the person when he needs to pass a judgment. And as far as the inside is concerned, how sincere and how genuine the person is, that only Allah ta'ala knows best. And therefore we leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فخلوا سبيلهم. Allah ta'ala says, but if they repent, they establish salah, and they give zakah, then let them go their way. In other words, if a person in an Islamic country, he embraces Islam, or person who was a sinner, and he makes tawbah, and he establishes his salah, he discharges his zakah, then he is treated as a Muslim. A person would not be doubtful regarding his iman, his Islam, his repentance. He would not be able to then say, no, I think he is just a hypocrite and he just saying, uttering the words of Islam just to save his life, whatever it is. A person can only look at the outside. If the outside is correct, then he will treat him and deem him as a believer. وَعَنْ بْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمَ قَالَ أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالُهُمْ إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, I have been commanded to oppose and fight the mushrikeen until they declare that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and that they establish salah and they discharge zakat. When they do this, then they have protected from me their lives and their wealth, except for the right of Islam. And their reckoning would be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand this hadith again, remember the mushrikeen of Makkah, they tortured and they persecuted and they harmed and they oppressed the believers in Makkah. Initial period of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave da'wah to the people, and first it was secretly, and then they tried openly to give dawah. And we know the mushrikeen, they left no stone unturned in harming even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and persecuting the Muslims. We know the story of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is being dragged on the scorching sands of Makkah with a heavy boulder on his chest. Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala is pierced in the most private part of her body, and she is made, her body is ripped apart. Ammar, Yasir, all these people were persecuted and they were harmed until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah after so many years, 13 years in Makkah, then to make the hijrah. There were times when these sahaba, poor sahaba, they were being beaten and they would come to Rasulullah sallam. Ala tastansiru lana, ala tastansiru lana, ala tad'u lana. Can't you ask Allah ta'ala to give us victory and assist us? Rasulullah sallam gave them consolement. He told them about the people of the past, how they were persecuted mercilessly, and to make sabr. And finally the time comes now when they are told to make hijrah, and they leave Makkah and they go to Medina. It was not an easy thing to leave your hometown. Rasulullah sallam himself faced Makkah and he cried and he teared, oh Makkah, I love you. Had it not been for your people, I would not, that who have driven me out, I would not have left you. So we understand this, that even when Sahaba came to Medina Munawwara, then too we find the mushrikeen would harm the Muslims who remain in Makkah, and they would always attack the Muslims on this. So we have to understand the circumstances. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah says, now you must fight back. You must defend your people. Islam is not such that one-sided, and a Muslim must carry on making sabr and the people are attacking him and he must just carry on getting the hiding. No. He must be able to stand up and defend himself, to defend his property, defend his family, defend his society. Islam does not advocate killing and merciless killing. Islam abolishes all that. But here, Rasulullah is told that he must stand up and oppose these mushrikeen who are harming the Muslims, who are persecuting the Muslims, who are torturing the Muslims. Otherwise, they will take advantage. And then, you find in Islam, the very first thing, you give da'wah. You call the disbeliever to Islam. This is referring to the mushrikeen who persecuted the Muslims. As far as the Jews and the Christians were concerned, they did not persecute the Muslims, and therefore, they were given da'wah. If they accepted Islam, well and good. If they did not, then they were told to give jizya and tax if they remained in Medina Munawwara, and their lives were saved, and their lives were protected. So here the mushrikeen, Rasulullah had to oppose them, and he had to fight them back until they brought iman. And of course, Islam was not spread by the sword. There are thousands of examples where the person is captured by Rasulullah, captured by the Muslims, and then still his life is spared. And then that made him embrace Islam. So the moment this mushrik accepts Islam, he establishes salah and he discharges zakah. When this happens, then his life is now protected because he is a Muslim. And a Muslim's life is protected. Illa bihaqqil Islam, except with the rights of Islam. In other words, if this person now, he steals somebody's property and he is found guilty, then the Islamic punishment will now be enforced upon him. In other words, now his hand will be cut off. If he commits zina, then he will be left or he'll be stoned to death. If he kills somebody unjustly, then of course, then his life will be taken. So in these circumstances where Islam has authorized punishing a person and taking away his life, and of course, that's not just very simple, after a qadi, a judge, is found him or finds him guilty, then this punishment is meted out to him. Otherwise, his life is sacred, it is protected, his property is protected. And Rasulullah says, وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And his reckoning will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not for you and I to be doubtful with regarding or suspicious regarding his iman. The moment he accepted his iman, then we have to accept his utterance of the shahada. We cannot say, no, he is doing it just for other ulterior motives. No. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The next hadith is very similar. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll be doing those ahadith and incidents that will depict how Rasulullah emphasized to the Sahaba that, listen, the moment the person recites the kalima and he says, I'm a Muslim, you have to accept him to be a Muslim. Wa Nabi Abdullah Tariq ibn Ashim radiallahu ta'ala qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa yaqul, man qala la ilaha illallah wa kafara bima yu'badu min dunillah, haruma maluhu wa damuhu wa hisabuhu ala Allah ta'ala, rawahu Muslim. That person who testifies la ilaha illallah, he says, is none worthy of worship beside Allah. وَكَفَرَ بِمَا يُعْبَدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and he rejects all those things that are worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he professes tawheed and he believes in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He rejects all those things that are worshipped besides Allah. Then for such a person, حَرُمَ مَالُهُ وَدَمُهُ, his property, his blood, his life, all become sacred, all become protected. وَحِسَابُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and his accountability is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His sincerity, his iman will not be scrutinized, but it will be left to Allah ta'ala to judge whether he is genuine or not. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.